¿Ser americano?
No.
No. And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Brothers and sisters, God calls each of us by name.
We are a church that belongs to Christ.
Recognizing the diversity among us, we are grounded in God's love and forgiveness to live and serve here and now.
We are a church whose unity is in Christ.
Young and old together, our life in Christ compels and empowers us to be open and accessible within any community, within any context.
We are a church that believes Jesus is God's gift to us.
Recognizing each of us has unique gifts and a unique story, we are part of a larger body and a larger story. Together, we achieve things we could not do alone.
We are a church that believes God is calling us.
Skilled and unskilled, we do God's work together, restoring and reconciling communities. We pursue justice and seek peace, no matter how long the journey or wide the chasm.
We are a church that holds up our sleeves and gets to work.
Recognizing the differences of perspectives, personalities, and practice, we commit to being a force for connecting people, faiths, and organizations. We respect the perspectives and strengths of others and share a common vision to uphold human dignity.
We are a church that is callous, clear, and original.
Outspoken and soft-spoken, we continually strive for a deeper understanding of what the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ means in the world while being in the thick of life.
We are a church that is energized by lively engagements and our faith.
Recognizing our roots are in Scripture, tradition, and the Lutheran confessions, as well as the vibrant communities and rich history of our congregation, we are a church guided by the Holy Spirit that is both resilient and always being reformed.
We are a church that is deeply rooted in the gospel and always being made new.
And let us pray. As we live into the church that we proclaim to be, fill us with hope as we engage in the work of serving you. Guide us that we may honor our missional heritage while opening our eyes to new ways of serving others. Steer our thoughts and words away from distractions and toward your will. In our deliberations, keep us close to you and fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may serve you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the reading for today is on the back from Romans, the 12th chapter. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another.
Sign your book.
You could do that. Sorry I didn't see your arm. Anybody else? Okay. Oh, we've got 30 members signed in. Very good. Got more? This direction?
Yeah.
Everybody signed in? We'll just have some wires dangling here. In the beginning of our annual report, we have the agenda. Everybody had a chance to look at it?
I make a motion to accept the council report and minutes of the last meeting.
Well, I'd like to have the approval of the agenda first. So we're waiting to see any additions or deletions to the agenda. We're going to follow the agenda at the beginning of the meeting.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the agenda as written and a second. Any question? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All in, not in favor, say nay. Our agenda has been approved. We're now going to look at the 2015 annual meeting minutes. Would anybody like to have those read? Would anybody like a few more minutes to read those, or have you already had a chance? The chair will entertain a motion at this time to accept. We have a motion to accept the 2015 annual meeting minutes.
I'll second.
We have a second. Any question? We'll move on and take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All not in favor, say nay. We have a agenda meeting minutes that have been approved. We'll move into the pastor's report.
Okay, so I know you can all read, right? So you've got it all, you know what I wrote already. I've been taking classes, you may know, for my continuing education, and I was reminded of something that sometimes we forget, and that's how important our relationships are. And so instead of reading you something and being boring, we are going to play a game. Yay! Yay! All right. This is a very fun game, and it's good to see that Bishop Eaton thinks along the same line I do, because I didn't know she had Romans 12 for her text, which was the same text I picked about being one in the body of Christ and how we need each other. That's why we took the big picture. So I'm going to take that picture, I'm going to put one in the body of Christ on the picture, and then we'll use it for postcards and things like that. So that'll be our theme for the year. And to help us get in that kind of idea of being one in the body of Christ, we are going to play a favorite youth game called People Bingo. All right? So this is your opportunity to get up and talk to somebody. On People Bingo, there are all these bingo spots. And so you need to find somebody that likes to play golf and have them initial that square. Somebody that likes to sing, whatever it may be. So you need to mingle and get yourself a bingo. Once you get yourself a bingo, then we're going to move on to step two. So everybody gets a card. Nate, you want to help handle that?
And a pencil.
And there should be pencils in the pew, if not.
Change pews.
He's got some too.
Oh, yeah.
Pencils? Down this way?
So hopefully you'll find something new out about somebody that you didn't
pencils.
Know before. So don't just go to people you know. All right, once you got your card, get up and go.
Wait. Anybody need a pencil?
We have an extra card.
All right, coming your way.
Who plays the tuba? Who plays the tuba?
Are you a good hunter?
says what? It depends on what you're looking at.
Do you like candles?
So that's your big one. Who needs a group?
You're not.
Who needs a group? Who needs a group? Three
Good, Nate, go join your mentor, that's perfect. Well, that's good. You're getting close.
It's all this, it's our meetings.
This is the pastor.
Okay, are you in your group of four?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the next step in our One in the Body of Christ, the pastor's report. With your group of four, think of something that the four of you do with your gifts better together than you could do by yourself. Better together than you could do by yourself. All four of you together. Using all four of your gifts, what can you four do together better than anybody did by yourself? Not than anybody else, just than by yourself.
What can we do now?
I don't know. I was asking about
it. No, the other people.
Oh, okay. So I would be one show.
George's group shops better together than they do by themselves.
They what?
Right? Shop. They're like, yes, we shop well together, the four of us. Okay, what'd you guys ask?
We sew.
Sewing together, right? You can take bits and pieces, right? Quilting is perfect because you take bits together, it makes sense. How about you, Bill? What about your group?
We all play golf better together.
Okay, so when you're out golfing, you meet each other, get some tips. Find the ball, that's what I need. Somebody to go golfing with me to find my ball. Okay, you guys came out with four, so you're like the overachievers. Yes. What did you come up with?
Tolerate spouses.
A support group. We have a support group. Was that it? Was just a support group? Was there anything else, or was that just Gary's?
Yeah, financial.
Financial stuff? So no, pulling money together? Business. Oh, and you have financial background. Okay, very good. How about you guys up here?
We play basketball better together.
So as a team, right? It's a team thing. Good. Back there.
Yeah.
How about you guys, Anne? What about your group?
Provide meals.
Yeah, so right, when you're cooking some big meal, it helps to have lots of hands, like the potluck,
which we will be attending.
How about your lady there, Sherry?
Gardening and
golf is in just my
book. Gardening, so taking care of fresh produce. Good. And you guys back here?
There we have a dinner and fundraiser.
Okay, so dinner and a fundraiser then. Good. All right, so together we can do a lot more, can't we? All right, now, for extra credit, considering shopping, cooking, golfing, money,
sewing,
and all those things, how do we pull all that stuff together better? How are we better together because we have all those different gifts?
Own a bank.
I'm sorry?
Own a bank.
Own the bank?
Yeah.
You own the bank? That's
your own.
Oh. Okay, and so speaking as the church, where we're a nonprofit, cannot own the bank.
We can help.
We can help the church. We can help other people. Right, so it takes all of us, all of our gifts, sewing, playing basketball, whatever it may be, it takes all of us. And we are all one in Christ. Through baptism, we are made one in Christ, and so we are together the body of Christ, and that's why we're here, to go out and be God's body in the world. So, amen. You can continue with the meeting. That's the pastor's report.
Okay.
Oh, and packets, a prize for first bingo.
For what?
For first bingo, you get the prize of the fan. Forgot to look at it. Congratulations. And there will be door prizes at the end, so.
You
you ready? You've been sitting all morning, come on.
What did we learn from the pastor's lesson?
We lie a lot. It's a good thing.
Okay, I guess, Pastor, I think we have to do it again. Nobody learned anything?
All right, different bingo card.
No.
Well, I was trying to find a person that likes to do laundry, and I never did.
I do.
There's a couple of them back.
I do. You want to
go on that?
First time.
Yes. Okay, we all do things better together.
Do you have a mic on?
I have my mic on, but it doesn't seem to be making any noise.
There it is.
Huh?
You're on.
It's working now.
Okay, I just have to talk louder?
No, it was turned off. You're okay.
No, it was on, but...
Oh, no, it was turned off over here. It's okay.
Okay. Moving on to next agenda item, questions and comments on reports in the annual report. We will not be discussing our financial budget at this point, but the reports that people have sent in, are there any questions?
I just have a comment about the worship or music report. I'd like to also thank Julie for her dedication to our music and our as organist and whatnot.
Good.
And just a little comment, how much fun it was to have Jeremiah play last Sunday.
That was neat, wasn't
and
it?
And let other little, to capitalize on their little talents.
Right. If anybody else would like to play, Grant?
You play, Grant?
Yeah. Any other comments on reports?
I think our leader did an outstanding job too. What I read in the papers, it's all. Said we're not going to have a report on it, but it's well presented.
We're going to talk about it.
Oh.
Aelita has been an excellent secretary for us. She spent a lot of time with it, very dedicated. Well, I think everybody here needs to give yourself a hand for supporting our church. We know you've all been included in this report. Some way or another. So let's give ourselves a hand for this. So would anyone like to make a motion to accept the reports in our annual report?
I so move.
We have a motion. We have a second. To accept our reports, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. We do not have any old business. Moving on to new business. Congregation Council election. We need to elect two members to replace Aelita and Todd. Would anybody like to have their name put on the ballot?
Before they're thinking about that, I think we ought to thank all the group that put the school bus deal up out here. They have a very good idea. We ought to give them a hand on that.
That was a good idea. Looks like it's being used, too. Thank you, Skip, and everybody.
They haven't got it repainted yet.
No, it looks like it's pretty good.
No graffiti?
No graffiti.
Is anyone who would like to have their name put on the council election? We have two members that are leaving, Todd and Aelita. Thank you, Pat. That's true. As long as she doesn't transfer her membership.
She's not going to.
Okay. We won't let her transfer her membership. I may be biased, but we have a good council. I don't know if we've ever had an argument in the council. It's a bunch of professional people that get along, and we've worked through everything that we've had to. Pardon?
I just asked quietly.
Because according to our constitution, we need a young adult on our council. I'm nominating Miranda Wagner.
Oh, good.
I'm going to hand out ballots. We can do a write-in.
I talked to a lot, and they said no. But at least, you know, you can understand why they don't want to or whatever. But, you know, just a comment. Do I get to this list?
Everybody get a ballot? We've had a nomination from the floor. Any write-ins can be made. Carl.
I would like to ask Chuck Thompson if he would be interested.
You know what? That's not my thing. I'm willing to serve the church in a lot of ways, but I would really rather not.
We respect that.
We respect that.
I'm pretty sure that she would give the same answer. And hers is probably mostly due to health reasons.
You just have to be confirmed.
Thank you.
Earlene
has said that she would like to be on the ballot.
Oh, good. Thank you, Earlene.
Earlene Wade.
Greg or Al?
Yes. Write Arlene's name down, please. But I also heard her say she would serve. I don't think he's got his hearing aids turned up.
Served 16 years on her, so I've had enough. Wow. Need younger blood.
Thank you, Skip. Has everybody voted? Can I pick up the votes? I think we will see what happens on this.
There's only two now. We need two.
We need two.
Why don't we just vote them in?
We have one that once has. We have a nomination and also one that said that they would like to be on the council.
You could put in nominations on this round too.
Right. If there's other nominations, if you'd like to put yourself down and really don't want to stand up and say it's me, go ahead and write your name down.
Well, we got two. Why don't we just vote them in? We're working here pretty hard.
Well, actually, this is the vote. It's got to be by paper vote, by the Constitution. So you're writing in the people.
Or you can write somebody else.
Anybody's name. Have we got everybody in this row? Pat, please. We get Jim and Todd to go ahead and count these up. We have everybody get their ballot in. At this point, we can move on to agenda item number two under new business, unless we have a question or a problem from those in the audience. So we'll move on to Senate Convention Delegate election. Sid and Marcia, we need two people to go. Sid and Marcia have volunteered to go to the Senate, to be Senate representatives for 2016. The Senate will be held in Fort Collins. We need a written, we need to have a written ballot on this. For those who would like to vote Sid and Marcia in. Well, the Constitution says, unless you want to suspend the rules.
Yep. Somebody has to move.
I move we accept the Parker's in that information for the delegates to the Senate conference.
And Aileeta said that she would be an alternate in case they, one of them got sick or whatever.
Oh, I second that.
We have a motion on the floor and a second to send the Parkers as our representatives to the Senate in, I believe that's early May.
It's the last 2 days of April, 28th, 29th, something like that.
Do we have a second?
Yeah. Ann says it.
Okay, Ann seconded?
I thought so.
Okay.
Close by 10.
have a motion and a second to send the Parkers as our representatives to the Senate. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Carried. Thank you. We'll move on to number three under new business, budget explanation, discussion, and vote. And Gary, since Zylita is out of town, Gary will handle this end of it.
As long as you don't ask any tough questions. Just wanted to first start on page 18.
We've got a question, Gary, from...
Gary, before you get started, I would like to make a comment on this endowment fund. Is there something else, some other way to invest that money besides 0.44%?
Good person to ask.
What?
That's a good person to ask.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not on the committee.
We can't use the funds until they reach a certain amount.
There's no doubt in my mind you can certainly do better than we are with that money, but the problem when you have a congregation with a lot of varying opinions, you know, we've had investment funds in this church before, and whenever the market is correct, and you know, people get upset and they're disappointed, and so you know, it's not just me, it's got to be everybody that's on the same page, and I think that's what makes that investing that type of money difficult. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
It's very difficult dealing with a large group of people when not everybody's on the same page and that sort of thing. All right. I'm going to go to page 18 and talk a little bit about where we were this last year. We had revenues of just over $92,000 and expenses of $101,000. So we were short about $9,100 last year. You know, we were doing pretty good throughout the year until late in the year. The last two or three months, we felt trying pretty good. If you go to the next, let's see, over to page 21. The hardest thing to plan when you're doing a budget is the revenue source from congregation. Expenses, you know, we can have a fairly good idea what they're going to be, but it's always the revenue thing that is the issue. If you look at the bottom of that page, our budget last year for expenses was $106,825, and we actually cut that as far as our actuals by about $5,500. So we actually spent about $101,444. I think the council worked hard to cut those expenses as much as we could in light of revenues. Our budget for 2016 is $105,395. Which is actually less than our budget was last year. Hopefully we'll be able to do the same thing this year and reduce the actual expenses that come into play. We do have pledges of $95,570. Hopefully we'll be able to do better than that. But, you know, if based upon the pledges and the budget, we'd be short 98, $125. So, you know, we're going to do our very best to cut the expenses, and it's up to all of us to do the very best we can on the revenue side. Grant?
A lot of this leads back, if you look on voting membership, since 2012, according to that, we have lost about 33% voting members. And that leads to a lot of our running short.
Well, you know, you're right. It still costs, it costs the same to run a church whether you've got 50 people here or 200 people here. And yeah, we, if you look at our numbers this past year, we continue to have a few more people that have either passed away or moved away than what we've had in people joining. So that continues to be a challenge for us. So again, it's the biggest challenge is going to be the revenue. We'll try to keep our expenses as low as we can. Of course, you know as well as I do, in your own household, things keep going up every year. And the insurance goes up, everything goes up. So we're doing our best to hold that in check. Any questions?
Gary, do the church pays for the Lutheran magazine? I thought we were supposed to pay so much every year individually for that. I mean, it's only $500, but still.
Yes.
Is that not the case anymore? We only subscribe those that can pay for it?
I believe there is an envelope in your packet that you get at the beginning
right.
of the year
there
that
is.
Says, please contribute $2.
No, that's it should be 7 or 5 or something like that.
I
it used to be
believe-
7.
There's two envelopes.
There's one for
yes,
the,
there's one envelope for a defray, helping defray cost of the envelopes.
Right.
And then the other one, I'm not sure what it said for the Lutheran.
And then the Lutheran is $7 at least, maybe 10 now, I don't know. But could you, or how is that, I mean, what is the thought on that? Everybody should get it whether they can afford it or not, or how is that working?
Too late, isn't it?
Well, the members pay for that.
Well, apparently not, because it's on our budget.
But we budget so that we can send the Lutheran out to everybody.
That's
if
true.
You help defray those costs, then that budget item is going to go down in the end.
It's not in there as income. Who paid for their magazine?
Have they already ordered it, Sharon?
It is an automatic thing. Only thing I ever do is change addresses. You know, like, or take people off, like when Mincy passed away.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Oh, Gary, I had just a couple of clarifications. On page 20, where it says, replace the money we took from the house, that we replaced the $32,000, is that in a savings account, or is that in a... the general fund, or is that in a CD, or do you know what that word is?
It's in savings. I wasn't at the last council meeting. We were looking at some other savings. Did anything
we,
change?
We did not make a motion.
We're looking to do something with that.
But it's not in a CD or something?
Not yet.
Just in
not yet.
Savings. Okay, then there was one other question I had. Over on the dedicated activity fund, page 19, it says memorial fund, and there's nothing in there. Am I correct that if I give money, like to Mincy's memorial, it goes right into the general fund, and that just pays utilities or whatever, and we don't actually have a memorial fund anymore?
I can answer that one. So if the family asks for something specific, then it would, but everybody that's died lately has asked the money to be put into the general fund.
Okay, so... we don't have a fund anymore that we can buy pyramids or we can buy. And if the people in the community, I was told, you know, I could designate, I wanted to go to pyramids or I wanted to go, but that isn't the case. It goes right
you
into
can.
The general.
You can.
But then there is a memorial fund.
Yes.
But
there's a memorial fund.
Yeah. Right now, there's no, there aren't any dollars in that
right.
fund that are waiting to be spent, but if it's somebody's wish to allocate for their family or whatever, if they have a specific activity they want the memorial to
family has said that.
But they understand that, that it is a memorial to pour something in the church.
Yeah, I think people are talking about that on a case-by-case basis, like at each, you know, with each family when they're making that decision. So they know that.
When I talk to the family and they say they would like money to go to St. Luke's, I ask them if they wanted to go to something specific or if they wanted to go into the general fund. And they say, they've said lately they've just put it into the general fund. But if they wanted to buy a pyramid or something, they could.
I know in years past, the way we've been doing it, undesignated funds and memorial fund would go into a special account. You might get 200 from one memorial, three from another. When we finally had enough, four or five or six memorials, then we could use that money to buy something special for the church that would not normally be in our general budget, like yeah, new pyramids or something. Is how it had been handled. I guess I didn't realize it changed that way. Yeah, it's kind of hard for people to know what they want to donate to if they want to. They just want to say something special besides general fund. It's kind of hard to know what's needed. Yeah.
If somebody wants to set something up, I can share that with the families. So.
I move to accept the financial report as submitted and the budget.
We have a motion on the floor to accept the spending plan and what has occurred during 2015 and the spending plan for 2016. Do we have a second?
Sure.
We have a second from Bill. We have a motion and a second. This one, we're going to raise your hands. All in favor, raise your right hand for a count. To ask for the noes, we already have a majority at this point. The budget has passed for 2016. We're going to move back to our election for council members. Congratulations, Arlene. They were all laughing for you. Not. Thank you. Miranda has declined.
Aww. Come on, Miranda.
We will respect Miranda's decision to decline. And I'm sure that at some later date, she may want to do something with the church as part of the council or anything else that she would like to contribute to. And that'll be her decision. So don't be ragging on her now. Thank you. Let's go into, we're moving on to the benediction.
What are you going to do about that sitting on the spot then?
Okay, very good question. We have one council member that has not been voted on to be on the council. Reading from chapter 12 of the church constitution, should a member's place on the congregation council be declared vacant, the congregation council shall elect by majority vote a successor until the next annual meeting. I'll read that again. Should a member's place on the congregation council be declared vacant, the congregation council shall elect by majority vote a successor until the next annual meeting.
So was she elected to the council and declined after her election? Is that what you're telling me?
She was not elected. She declined. She did not want to be on the ballot.
Okay. So you can, as a council member, you can appoint somebody for a year until the next meeting?
Correct.
Were there any nominations, though, that came through?
There were other nominations.
So we should
and we will be talking to the other nominations on that list. We have five or six
mm-hmm. and it was
people
all
people that thought there were some people in the congregation that would like to be on the council and would do a good job.
How many do you have to have?
One more.
The council has to vote on it. You have to have a majority.
So right now we have some other names that Jim will talk to.
Contacting people and getting your input. But if there's anybody who would choose to serve on council, please contact me. If you're willing to make that decision, that'd be fantastic. Get a hold of me. Otherwise, I'll be contacting the other people that were on the that were nominated, voted for, and then we'll vote on that at the next council.
This is your church, and the council represents you. So whenever you can talk to the council members on things you need to that you want discussed in the council, or the council is open to anyone to show up.
I'm confused. I need a little clarification. Earlier, when we asked for nominations for the council, and we had one name written on the ballot after Miranda declined, how is it that the other nominations that we have weren't on the ballot?
We asked for other people to put in write-ins. And there were some write-ins.
Got it. Okay. But I think those were write-ins for nominations, not write-ins for votes. So we should take those nominations. Shouldn't we vote on those nominations?
These were people that were voted to be on the council. I don't know if you vote, if you wrote your own name in or somebody else wrote your name in. I don't know.
But it's write-ins that came from the ballot. I get it now.
Yes. So we had a ballot. It was blank. We were sending them out. Miranda had been nominated from the floor. When we sent them out, Erlene stepped up and said that she would like to have her name on the ballot. We asked everybody to put Erlene's name on the ballot and vote. And if there were anybody else who would like to be on the ballot, please put their name or someone could write it in.
Grant. We all wrote Miranda.
I think it's better, the way you were saying, if the council contacts those people, because anybody that was written on, they may not accept. And so if we took those and voted on it, if they aren't here, some of them would left, then they may still decline.
Well, this
so by you guys doing, the council doing it, then you can discuss it with them, and then you can vote on it.
Correct. And the people that were written in on the ballot, they did not receive a majority vote. So they weren't going to be voted in anyway at this meeting.
Another way to look at this is Erlene's being voted in for 3 years, right?
Correct.
And so the council will take the names, try to contact somebody else, and they may say, I'll do it for a year, but I won't do it for 3 years. So the council, after this meeting, we'll contact the people and say whatever they're going to say. You can serve 2 years, 3 years, or whatever. So, but Erlene is serving three. Thank you.
I guess we didn't tell her that, did we?
Or six.
Yeah.
Or six.
Or six.
When I got on the council, I was voted in for a 1 year because there was 1 year left on another person that had left. So I took that first year, and then I was voted in for three, and then voted in for another three?
Mm-hmm.
Or just one three? I don't know.
Oh, you're so good.
7 years.
Okay. I am, of course, the council president. The council president can be present for 2 years in a row. So I'm off this coming next meeting. So we're going to be voting for new council members or executive staff of our council. So we'll be voting every year for our secretary, vice president, and president.
Something I'm curious about is this. Are this many people dying? In 14, we had 83 members. Now we've got 68. We're back in 2013, we had 114. What's happened?
They left.
Well, they can
no
either.
No wonder we got a money shortfall.
Correct.
And they, those are voting members, mind you.
Right.
Now they're voting members.
Yeah. Not total membership, but voting members.
We have a lot of members out there that, frankly, don't show up or maybe show up once a year or something like that. A voting member has to be confirmed, communing, and contributing during that year.
Well, three of them have died, too.
There have been some that have died, yes.
There's the ground, George.
Now, we don't want anybody else to die, okay? To die or not to die?
Oh.
At this point, we're going to move into the benediction part of the agenda.
Okay, so let's thank Dean for president, Marcia for being secretary. Were you vice president last year, Jim?
Jim.
And Jim. So those were, let's thank them for their hard work. And thanks, Todd. Todd served, what, six years, right? Didn't you? I know you were here when I got here. Only three? Oh, well, not another. So we thank Todd also for his hard work. He was the one who's been here. Thank you, Todd.
And we thank Aileeta.
And she's an absentee. Yes, she's in the heat of Arizona. Okay, it is time for door prizes. Grab your book. And we will. We have lovely prizes for today. First of all, for giving her report in first, Tracy Johns receives a lovely peace plant to encourage oxygen to her house. Enjoy that. All right, so we're going to start off with an easy one. What is the tagline for the ELCA? Tagline for the ELCA? Raise your hand so I can see you. Okay, God's work our hands. Congratulations, Tammy. You get a lovely For God So Loved the World
fan. Oh, I
used
one. I have one.
Now you can have one at home and one at work. You can have it all over the place. All right, four. Oh, yeah, I got a big one yet. Okay, for every $1 that goes in for mission support, how much goes on to the National Church? For every dollar, how much?
100%.
No. Oh. Yes. No. Zero? No. For every dollar, it's on a black and white piece of paper right before the story.
Could you say that again?
Yeah. For every $1 that goes to mission support, how much goes from the Rocky Mountain Synod on to the ELCA? Is that clear? 50%. Correct. And congratulations. You received some tea and a lovely safety smug. Congratulations. Sure. Okay.
How come they get so much?
They got the answer.
The synods don't need that much. They need to send that to the other part.
You want to send more to ELCA?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell them.
No, less. Yeah, I think he's talking about less.
Send more on? We'll send more on.
Yeah.
Okay. Mission support goes to 7 ministries, one of which is global and ecumenical relations. Name one other. Name one other.
Disaster.
Mission support goes to 7 ministries, one of which is global and ecumenical relations. Name one of the others.
Supporting leaders.
Supporting leaders? Correct. Supporting leaders. Congratulations. Dan, you have received a St. Luke's plate full of lovely cookies.
Good job,
Jan. All right, this one's hard. You're going to have to look for it. And it's the big prize. This is the big prize. According to Ruben Duran, how many new ELCA churches have started since 1988? That was the founding of the ELCA. How many churches have opened? How many churches? Look for Ruben Duran, his picture's in there. How many?
1.7 billion.
That's the total. We wish. It's higher than 32 and less than 1.72 billion, or million, or whatever it was.
Which page is he on?
Ruben? This one was really hard. He's standing with a bunch of people.
$500.
Oh, who was first?
Tammy.
It was a close tie. So, congratulations, you have won the Disco Angel. Shall we sing or shall we pray?
Pray.
Together? Of course, because we're better together.
Whoa.
Right? Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. And may all be fed around the world. All right, so we've got potluck. Dean was nice enough to set up the tables for our stairs, but I think we need to move food. So go ahead and head downstairs, and we shall partake in the goodies. Yay!
General consent.